At a Buddhist temple in Seattle's Rainier Valley, gongs and cymbals rouse a sleeping lion. It isn't a real lion, of course, and it's commonly mistaken for a dragon. But its fierce head and intense movements are so lifelike, it's easy to forget there are performers beneath the colorful papier-mâché head. All over the city, lions like this one will soon chase away evil spirits from homes and businesses, especially in Seattle's International District. It's a team effort.
Even one lion requires 8 people, so everyone really has to work as a team. We act a lot like a sports team, where we practice together and have good times together and help each other out.
That's Bao Nguyen, director of the Liu Quan Lion Dance team. Nguyen and his team practice year-round, but they'll be especially busy over the next few days. Nguyen's team will eat, sleep, and breathe lion dancing. This expressive dance is the highlight of years of training for many performers. The lion's expression is comprised of traditional moves found in an ancient martial art. In Seattle's Soto neighborhood, a group of kung fu students is preparing for the New Year festival. Carol Leong is with Northwest Kung Fu and Fitness.
Lion dance is based on kung fu movements. And so the traditional performance of lion dance is always done by kung fu practitioners. So everything that we train in from year round is consolidated in the New Year's performance.
A typical practice begins with warm-up drills and mantra chants, followed by punching and blocking techniques. She says the lion costume is much more than a mascot. It's a symbol of strength and prosperity, and a representation of their hard work and discipline as kung fu practitioners.
And these lions become like our family members. We take care of them. We, you know, when they get injured, we repair them and we clean them. And they're really not only a performance object to us, but they're an extension of our school.
In a matter of days, both teams' lions will come alive in Seattle streets and performance halls. And with luck, they'll help bring in a prosperous year of the horse. Neil Giardino, KPLU News.